From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The Trump administration is threatening to cut off U.S. funding to countries that oppose its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley scolded the world body for voting Thursday to call the recognition null and void.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
Haley said the U.S. will be taking names of countries that voted against the United States. Vice President Mike Pence arrived on an unannounced pre-Christmas visit to Afghanistan Thursday, becoming the most senior Trump administration official to visit troops fighting a 17-year-old conflict that has largely receded from U.S. public view.
Under President Donald Trump, we're rebuilding the military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And we are once again giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard the resources and training you need to accomplish your mission and come home safe.
Flying secretly through the day and night on a standard unmarked U.S. Air Force C-17, Pence thanked some of the roughly 15,000 U.S. personnel still hoping to turn the tide of America's longest war. And on Wall Street, stocks ended the day gaining 55 points. This is VOA. 19 people have been injured in Australia after the driver of an SUV plowed into pedestrians in Melbourne in an area busy with Christmas shoppers. Australian police believe it was a deliberate act, and they say the driver is an Australian citizen of Afghan descent who was known as a or has a known history of drug use and mental health issues, but still, they say there is no indication it was connected to terrorism. The driver is in custody. Here's how one witness described what happened to a Melbourne radio station.
I eventually just went up because there was a crowd, and I met a witness. Like I talked to somebody who actually saw what happened, and she was very distraught. It made me feel really sad actually talking to her. So she just told me that a car just drove through people crossing the road. Hit a bunch of people. She described it as people flying through the air like rag dolls.
Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews said four of the 19 victims are in critical condition. One of them is a toddler who suffered a serious head injury. A senior UN official says people are dying because the Syrian government will not give the green light for an urgent medical evacuation from eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations has been asking the Syrian government for permission to transport patients from eastern Ghouta to Damascus for urgent medical treatment since May, to no avail. Special advisor to the UN Syrian envoy, Jan Egelen, says 494 people were on the priority list for medical evacuations drawn up 2 months ago.
That number is going down, not because we're evacuating people, but because they are dying.
At least 400,000 people are trapped in eastern Ghouta, which is besieged by President Bashar al-Assad's regime. UN humanitarian workers have been blocked from delivering food and other critical supplies to the civilians trapped there for months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was visiting the American Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, or he is. He's the first Pentagon chief to visit since 2002. The administration's policy on continued use of the military prison did not come up, but it does come amid uncertainty over the administration's policy. Mattis is visiting simply to offer Christmas greetings to troops and not discuss detainee policies or even tour the facilities. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.